Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. The level of political support and funding for New Zealand music over the last 9 years has been one of the successes of the current government. And while there are some legitimate questions to be asked about whether the New Zealand On Air funding model just leads to a glut of more sound-alike commercial fare, there's been a huge surge of interest in New Zealand music, with a dramatic lift in airplay, and subsequently, the industry has become more sustainable for both musicians and record companies alike.
Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us. Pale, 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 politician. Can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah. For all of us. Pale, 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 politician. A right decision for all of us, yeah. For all of us, you can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring us comfort? Will you bring us comfort? You can talk the talk, but will you walk the walk? Will you bring comfort, and will you bring us comfort? Pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? For all of us, pale, 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 politician, can you make a right decision for all of us? Yeah.
But despite all this political support, it's very hard to find songs by musicians about politicians. To find those, we need to cast our net back into the history of New Zealand music. In the early 70s, Norm Kirk was an enormously popular Labour leader and Prime Minister. In fact, he was so popular that when Ebony penned their song Big Norm, they had a minor hit. It got to number 4.
Take my money, take my wife, steal my needs for an everyday life. Take my house, take my all day long. But please, Norm, baby, won't you leave me my song? The country is in jeopardy, the land is a strife. Inflation rising and our kids who wanna fight. Hey, Norm, baby, when you gonna see the light? Help me sing my song, make it all right. The man of great labor is our Big Norm. The man of social credit is our Big Norm. The great national figure is our Big Norm. The hero of our commune is
Big Norm.
On our Christmas tree, handing out goodies to the elderly, giving all his wisdom to the old and young. Come on, everybody, now let it be sung. Now, for a change, it was a time. Let's go and now lay the shine. For a change, it was a time. Let's go and now lay the shine. For a change, it was the time. I'm sure the new kids mine. Labor shine. Social credit is our Big Norm. The great national figure is our Big Norm. The hero of our commune is
Big Norm.
land, land of lambs, big fat lambs. Norman rules with an iron hand and thoughts as pure as snow. Norman is a ball of fun, he's our chum. Dum, dum, dum. In every place where Norman comes, a flock is sure to show. He was a big man yesterday, but boy, you wanna see him now.
Just over a decade later, another Labour leader was feted in song when Gerry O'Timmy and the Inventor School recorded Kia Kaha, David Longie, which could be one of the worst New Zealand songs ever recorded. You can hear it on an earlier Counting the Beat episode. I've put a link to it on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Even rarer than songs about politicians are songs by politicians, thankfully some may say. In 1980, National MP Marilyn Waring surprised many, especially those in her own party, I would imagine, when she released a single on Ripper Records. She was originally approached and asked to record a song with Proud Scum, something I wish she'd carried through with, but she declined and she instead recorded this cover of John Lennon's Working Class Hero.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all, till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. Till you're so bloody crazy you can't follow. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they taught you and scared you for 20 odd years, and then they expect you to pick a career. But you really can't function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion, sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free, but you're still bloody peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Top, they are telling you still, but first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to live like the folks on the hill, a working class hero.
The national government that Marilyn Waring was part of was led by the infamous Rob Muldoon. In those days, rock and pop records attracted a 40% sales tax, while opera and classical records were deemed to be culture and were tax-free. Muldoon wouldn't be swayed from this position, and it wasn't until there was a change of government that that changed. Dunedin band The Knobs took a stand on this issue, recording the song Culture with a great video filmed on the steps of the Beehive that you can see on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Muldoon was a popular figure for impersonators. In the lead-up to the 1975 election, Danny Fay released a single which featured the song My Way, recorded in the style of Muldoon.
And now, November's here, but I'm quite sure my future's certain. My friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've barnstormed each and every highway. Oh yes, oh yes indeed. We'll do it my way.
The B-side of that single was another recording of My Way, this time in the style of Labour leader Bill Rowling.
Oh, what a way have we got? Our manifesto's not a load of rot. To say the thing we truly feel. No fancy promises or fishing deals. The record shows I took the blows. We'll do it my way. Oh, that's a little bit too high for me. You can play the piano very well. You probably have the same teacher as my wife.
But what about this election? Where are the campaign songs, the stirring anthems of political prowess and utopian vision? Sadly lacking. National have been using this somewhat insipid song.
Where the sand greets the tide, where the oceans collide, that's where I long.
While Labour have shied away from the Chris Knox anthem recorded for them last year, A Better Way with Labour, maybe it doesn't fit the image.
We're a part of the Pacific, independent, proud and free, and no power on earth can tell us what to do or who to be. For we know all must be equal, and where not we'll lend a hand. And if that makes us old-fashioned, that we care, well, understand. It's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, way better. We're a part of one great family that is several million strong. We're a multicolored iwi where each singer has their song. Where good hard work will get you there, and knowledge is the way to make this land a better place tomorrow and today. It's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, way better. It's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, way better. It's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, way better. It's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, it's a better way with Labour, way better.
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio. In this political episode, we've heard songs from Cora, Ebony, Marilyn Waring, The Knobs, Danny Faye, Chris Knox, and The Dead Sea. You'll find more information, links to the artists' sites, and videos on countingthebeat.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening, everybody.